Okay, let's learn the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. Today we're going to learn Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah tells us, Shlosh Dvarim Tzarich Adam Lomar B'Sech Beis Erev Shabbos Simcha Sheicha. There are three things a person is supposed to say in his house on Erev Shabbos prior to Ben Hashemashos. Isartem, did you take maestros so that we'll be able to eat through the Shabbos? Eravtem, did you make an Erev Tchum, an Erev Chatzeros? And Hadlikos Aner, don't forget to light the candle. Safik Hashecha, Safik Enosh Chashecha, if you have a Safik, whether it's dark or not, Ein Ma'as you're not allowed to take maestros from that which is absolutely tavel. Ve'in matbilinas a kelim, you're not allowed to be tovel kelim that are tame. Ve'in matbikinas an eros, and you're not allowed to light candles. Avul maestros a demai, but you're allowed to take maestros from demai. Umar orvin, you're still allowed to make an eruv. Vitomnas a chamin, and you could do hatmana on hot liquids. Minani mili, how do I know that you're supposed to say these things in Erev Shabbos? Or Rishon Levi, Amar Kra, the adati ki shalom alechov. That Shalom Alech is referenced to Hadlakas HaNer because we do that for Shalom Bayis. Uvakadata Navecha is Erev Tchumin because it's Misake in the ability to travel. Velo Sechta, that's Tikkun Maestros, that you shouldn't have a lack of food. Even though you're supposed to say these three things, but remember, you're supposed to say them in a gentle tone, so that you'll be listened to. Said, you know what? I never had a tradition for Rabbi Baravuna's statement, but I figured it out on my own that you should speak nicely and you shouldn't just say it in a harsh tone. Hagufa Kasha says, more. Wait a second. The mission itself is a stira. Sounds like only im chashecha when it's still definitely daytime out, but not when it's already been ashmashos. And yet, hadatani savi chashecha savi chashecha ma'ariv. But then it says you're still allowed to make an eruv when it's safek. Simin b'kuf yizimr tzipra b'chavla demilsa. Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Rabbi Bar Ashi Amar Rav lo kasha. Kan beiruvei tchumin kan beiruvei chatzeros. That the difference between them is that the reisha that says that it has to be done by odiyom, that's from eruvei tchumin, which is an absolute tikkun. Since there's an asmachta to a pasuk to the Yisrof Tchumen. But the Seif was talking about Eruvei Chatzeros, and that you could even do during Ben HaShemashos. Gemara brings another din as far as Eruvei Tchumen during Ben HaShemashos. V'amar Rava, Amru lo shnayim tseva arev aleinu. If two people say, go and put an Eruv at the end of the Tchum Shabbos before Shabbos starts, and the Shliach goes and he puts the Eruv in two different times, le'echad Eruv elav miba odyom. For one of the people, he puts out the Eruv miba odyom, le'echad Eruv elav Ben HaShemashos. And the other one, he does Ben HaShemashos. But the one whose Eruv was set up Mibod Yom, his Eruv got eaten Ben HaShemashos. His Eruv was gone at some point during Ben HaShemashos. The one whose Eruv was first set up during Ben HaShemashos, his Eruv was eaten after Shabbos already started. Both Eruvin are valid, and they're both allowed to travel because you could be makel on the suffix for each one. The one that was set up in Ashmashos, you could be makel on the suffix and count that as ba'ud yom, and the one that was nechal ben Ashmashos, you could be makel on the suffix and assume that was already michshecha shecha. Says more manavshach, you ben Ashmashos imamu who basul likni kama lo likni. Well, wait a second, isn't that inconsistent? Because if ben Ashmashos is really daytime, then the second guy should have been Kona Shvisa because he actually put his Erev out during Ben HaShemashos, which is daytime, but the first guy should not have been Kona Shvisa because his Erev got eaten up before the night came. The Ben HaShemashos Lelehu, and if Ben HaShemashos is nighttime, Kama Likni, Basur Lo Likni, then only the first guy should have been Kona Shvisa and not the second guy. Says Gemara, yeah, Ben HaShemashos Fekad Rabbanu Lekula, Ben HaShemashos Safek, and therefore, when it comes to Erev, which is a Safek Rabbanu, we could be Mekel, even in both directions. Why is it that you're not allowed to do hatmana even with something that's not Mosif Hevel after Shabbos starts? We're afraid that when you want to be matmin your kedera, you'll find that it's cooled off and you're going to try to boil it up. Amle Abai Ihachi ben Hashmashos Nami Nigzorsa, shouldn't we make that gzera during ben Hashmashos as well? Amle Stam Kederos Rod Chosein. Most Kederos during ben Hashmashos are still very hot, so we don't have to make such a gzera during ben Hashmashos. Vi Amar Rava, Mneima Amlein Tomnu B'davra Mos Vevel Fiu Mabod Yom. Why is it that you're not allowed to do Atmana with something that's Mosav Hevel even before Shabbos starts? Gzeira shemiyatmin beremet sheish be'agachelus. It's a gzeira that you might try to do atmana with coals that will increase the heat. Amalei Abayis. Abayis says to Rava, v'yatmin. Okay, so you'll do that. What's the problem with that? You're doing it on Friday. There's no issue of doing it on Friday. Gzeira shemiyachat be'agachelus. No, we're afraid that if you surround your pot with hot coals, that even if you do it on Erev Shabbos, that come Shabbos, you're going to be mechatab gecholim. You're going to start to stoke the coals in order to get the fire going. Okay, we will stop there. And Hashem, next time we'll pick up on Daf Lamed Dalid Amud Beis.